Bethel voters will have a chance to revoke the town's damp status in an upcoming election. 11 Bethel residents submitted a petition aimed at doing away with local option alcohol laws. Petition sponsors say that the state of Alaska has gone too far in trying to control local option communities. KYUK's Shane Iverson reports.
Currently under Bethel's local option, the city is damp. That means alcohol can be possessed and consumed, but it cannot be bought or sold. Bethel has been damp since 1977. Since that time, the state of Alaska has placed several restrictions on damp communities throughout the state. That includes monthly importation limits for individuals and visible labeling on any luggage that contains alcohol. 2 years ago, the legislature approved a set of changes to put customers from damp communities on a statewide database to track their alcohol purchases. Petition sponsors say the state's local option laws are too heavy-handed. Thomas Hawkins is a lead sponsor.
We actually do not think that the state is actually handling things in our best interest. So by opting out of local option, we, the citizens of Bethel, will control whatever happens when it comes to alcohol issues in our town.
Petition sponsors had no troubles collecting the necessary signatures. They collected 25% more valid signatures than they needed to get the measure put onto a ballot. The petition drive began this winter during the legislative session. At that time, Governor Sarah Palin's administration introduced Senate Bill 85. A part of that bill called for the monthly limits on beer and liquor to be cut in half. That was the last straw for many people growing weary of the state's local option laws. Bethel's representative Bob Heron said he received plenty of calls from angry constituents.
For someone outside our community, without talking to the legislators, without talking to the community, a few people, understandably, are a little miffed by that.
The importation restrictions were eventually pulled from that bill, but the petition process was already underway. It's been over 30 years since Bethel voters chose to prohibit the sale of alcohol within the community. Since that time, Bethel's local option status has been the subject of a dozen initiatives, but all of those failed. In the heart of Bethel lies the Tundra Women's Coalition. It's a shelter and outreach organization for victims of domestic abuse. Michelle DeWitt is TWC's director.
Ultimately, you know, it's up to the community if they want to be local option or not local option. So I understand and appreciate why this will continue to go back to the voters consistently.
TWC is coming off the highest service year in its history. Much of the abuse is fueled in part by alcohol. DeWitt says she's concerned about the consequences that could result if the town votes yes.
I think, you know, adding even more access to alcohol to the mix will strain our agency to an even greater degree, and I don't see our community being able to provide us extra supports to deal with that.
The Bethel City Council will now decide when the question will go before the voters. They could call for a special election, or they could put it on the next municipal election, which is scheduled for October. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.